Begin the current daf, Masechta Vayezor, daf Tezayin. Begin the basic and test them out. Begin the Zigmara. Ari Shavah who ate some malacha. A line is considered broken, like as if it's a break regarding doing the malacha. So Pesach Kondrashi explains, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Shabbos Shavuah, they permit, you know, like a regular gasa with Shavuah. A Rabban, that's a bit Shavuah, but you're right. Rabban who would say Shavuah is still problematic. So Asu Nambari, they would say it's prohibited also by a line. But Briyam, he says, no, the Philic Rabban and Nami asked, this would be even like Rabban, because Ad Kam lo asked Rabban, when Rabban says it's forbidden, El Mishum Dasil Mem, because they're going to come to say, Shleim Machal, like, oh, even though it's broken now, but they told him, well, it's whole, which you run into that problem. Abari Lo Shech, I time, but a line, you never have that reason. The Lo Yom Shabu Esam Lach, it's always quote unquote broken, you can never have a Shalom, and therefore they would say that it would be permitted. And he says, Matta begins Gemara, Maskabal Rab Nachman Machulu, which Pirishri, he explains that Shinu de El Namikoi, this is going also on the previous answer, the Rav Nachman's question, not only on the words of Ravina that asked from our Mishnah on the Braisa, rather Rav Nachman is asking also on the Teretz of the Gemara previously that asked over there from our Mishnah that permitted by a domesticated lion on the words of Rav that says that a Chaya Gasa is forbidden in all places. The Gemara to answer that from the our Mishnah permitted specifically Ari Shavur, and it didn't answer that a lion is considered as Daka and therefore it's permitted on that. Rav Nachman's asking, how do you know that a lion is not considered as a Chaya Daka? Now, Yeshram Shu Kosav Nami Leel. There are certain texts that actually was written previously, and it's for nothing that it was erased from the other text.
Next says Mat Ben Gemara Rav Ashi Daik Misnit. So Imari he says the Daik Nami in the Mishnah. He also infers from the Mishnah that Rechaya Gasahu, that a lion is considered large and a wild animal. The Dafka Ri Shu Shaber Etz Malacha, that specifically by a line that's considered broken by work. Oh, so that's what we're going to say, that it's going to be permitted. Because you think it's small livestock, and small wild animals also have been, so it's in general. Any wild animal that has damage to the community, you can't sell. And that would have been just a more general terminology. You would have understood that when there's no nezik, you're allowed to sell it. If that's halacha, why have a chayyadak? If there's no nezik, you'd be permitted to sell.
Next test, Mat Begin Gemara, Bim Siyois, which this test really belongs to the Amun Alf in the Mishnah. Pesach and Drash explains, Bim Mashal Eben Achas, it's a platform of one stone, Shemekimelim Zavachim Lovitz Kechavim, that they sacrifice. They bring sacrifices for the idol. But kind of altar, it's called the altar, v'chul, etc. Lachi shalva, they're permitted. The Jew cannot build it because it's only an accessory, foreign accessory for the desar. So it's a kasha difficult because le mishdam kar le bimis mishamas le mishamoshe. It's not a service for a service. Le mishamas le mishamoshe matzma is kar le bimis. This is what Bimisai saw. It's called as a Tash Mishnah Zavkid. Now, like we learned in Mishnah later on, the common parakal Atzalam, Dab Mimzayim Amid Base. Evan, Shechatzah Betachil Labimus, a stone that was chiseled out originally for a Bimus, so Pesach Conscious, Lashem Makam Mishnah, but it's Kachavim Atzma. It's the place for the idol itself to go on. Vaibda Bimus, Kavda Abbas Kachavim Atzma, the one who served the Bimus is like those who worship idolatry itself. Vamanam, it says, Digmal Lena Nafnun Gimel Base Mimsushim, Malchi of the Kachavim Asurim. The altars of the non-Jewish kings are forbidden. Because they put in the idol itself when the kings serve. You see, it serves the idol itself, not the tashmish of the tashmish. But more, but the even if it would be a secondary for a secondary, why you let him build with them? You think it's logical to permit for them to build with them? A place where they're going to burn incense on the pan for avodah zarah. Kach ner l'ri, so there appears that the Rikagir says the Aruch. Shapirish, he explains, not bimus yoyz, but dimus yoyz, bedalad, with a dalad. The Lashon Mechatzayis, it's a terminology of bathhouses. Kedemim Shabbos, like most of the Shabbos, Perek Chavos, Dafkom, and Zayim, and Beis. Also, Leisha, Bekakirta, Shal, Dimus yoyz, now sit on the floor of Dimus yoyz, Nishim, and Me'eles, and Merapah, and Shabbos, because it's like, it's healing, and it works through the muscles. So you see, it's a terminology of like a bath. Which these are like, you know, the pleasures of the finer things of life that took away the 10 tribes from following Hashem. You see that it's the water of the Musia is like of the bathhouses. But I mean, like Nami Bemejo says, the Medjish Lamachani Pesach Lehem Merchatzayis of Musiais, and tomorrow I'm going to open up for you these bathhouses. You see, it's the same terminology like a Merchatz. But Perish Hashbam Kasev, the Musiais, Upirish, and he explains, some type of structure, not for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So again, difference not a problem. This is not the beginning of the Gemara. Dimus Pater Ata. So Rashi seems to explain that was the name of the Beit Zara. So he says Pirish. No, it's the word Dimus actually means Rachamim. Pirish Berachamim was Kecham Shalinish, but he was swearing in the compassion of his Beit Zara. Ki Dimus Lashon Rachamim, because Dimus is the terminology of compassion. Rabbi Mishalmei the Shvius, but Ma'aseh B'Shem Ben Yochai, Achad Enafik Mimarta, after he went out of the cave, Chama Chad Tzad Eifes. He saw a person trapping birds. Shama Baskol. He heard the baskal called Hava Amr Dimus. When the baskal said Dimus, Hava Paska Pirush Hoyoif Nimlut Menapach. The bird would be saved because the word Dimus means compassion. It would be saved from the trap. Because Hava Amr Spikula Hava Mitzadze Pirush Hava Mislachta Bapach. Then it would be trapped in the trap. Because Kula Hu Targum Shal Pach is the translation of a trap, and so therefore Spikula is being caught in the trap. So obviously, Mashmat sounds like the Demas who lashon rachem is terminology of compassion. Peshamet menada, and you hear from this that Philip Zipari Kalilo, but so he says Amosa Haskell is that what you hear from this? I feel it's from the Yishami. I feel it's Zipari Kalilo, even a light bird, Mibalad Yishmaya, if not for heaven, if not for the decree of heaven, like Mitadza, would not be trapped because the Baskel has to come up and say that it's trapped. Kochkemayenish, for sure, a person that everything's from Shemaya.